and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to your Monday show.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Look what the cat drug in.
Jessica, they couldn't get rid of me.
Do you remember how to get to work today? I feel like you haven't been here most of the summer. Every week, bro, it's like you're gone now.
Garage Boy literally, like, forced me to at least sit in the car with him when he, like, went to go get me medicine. Mind you, I was like, this is the first time I have been out of the house since I got back from work on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I think this was on, like, Saturday.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you have to look outside. Like, yeah. I went down, yo. Like, yeah. whatever virus, respiratory, whatever the crap, anything that has been going around, like, it got me, pulled me down, and kept me in the corner. Didn't let me do crap.
Was it COVID, or did you COVID test, or no? Is it still COVID test anymore? Is that, like, 2020?
So that's the thing. I freaked myself out because I could not smell anything for a minute, and I could barely taste anything, but I don't know if it was just because I was so intensely congested.
Sure.
But I took a COVID test and it came back negative. But I was freaking myself out because I was like, it's giving COVID-y.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if, like, I'm, so, you know, throwback. Is that still a thing?
Right. Is COVID still a thing?
Well, that's why I took a test. But then I was like, is my test expired? Do they expire? Because I found it underneath my sink. And I don't know how old that was because I was like,
that test expired 3 years ago.
And again, I went back to my jar of pickles and I'm like, I don't smell anything. Yeah, I'm freaking out.
Sure had COVID for sure.
Yeah.
Typically Monday we just go around the studio. I feel like, Jess, we just kind of heard about your weekend.
Yeah.
Anything else we missed?
No, just drinking soup, drinking water, staying hydrated.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Charlotte. Your weekend?
Oh my god, it was so eventful. I feel like I just ran around in circles, like, up and down the East Coast. I went to Philly after 3 years.
Yay.
Wow, yeah.
I haven't been there overnight literally since I, like, crashed out and fled the state a few years ago.
It's a very big deal that you went there.
No, Charlotte, it was, used to live there, by the way.
It was, yeah, if you didn't know, I used to live there for like 2 years, and I always say that city, like, made me a woman. Like, yeah. I really found out who I truly was there.
Right.
Like, so it was a very formative time in my life.
Sure.
And it was really, really healing. Mm-hmm. And amazing to go back and see people I hadn't seen in 3 years that I really missed. And my friend got engaged. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I was saying, things are different now, but things are good.
Sure.
And that's how I feel about the weekend. So that was the most relevant thing.
Sure.
Then
big.
I just came back here and ran around and, yeah.
just be an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sunday was one of those days for me where, like, you know, you wake up and you're like, I got so many things to do and it's going to be a productive day. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to make today such a productive day.
No.
And, like, literally last night, y'all, it must have been 9:45.
Ooh.
And I'm still like, there's about four things I did not get done.
Oh.
And there was no reason. There was no reason when I had a whole day.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a few things I had to run around and get done. But, like, there was a laundry still not done. Like, breakfast.
I mean, don't act like you. Bro, we know you live in dirty clothes.
I was gonna say, when do you do laundry?
You just don't do it.
I had all day to get all these things done. Why could I not just get them done?
Because sometimes your body literally is just rejecting all responsibility.
It was one of those days.
And if it is like that, there's no fighting that
there
in your
nothing.
Mind.
There was literally, like, nothing. There was nothing I could do, nothing I could say to, like, get anything done productive yesterday. So it was just a completely... Plus, this weather this weekend was just
so gloomy.
Lazy.
Not
so
motivated.
Lazy weekend, I know.
Yeah.
Now.
The
Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
If you think you haven't been receiving exact change during cash transactions as of late, you are not going crazy. You're not. Maryland's new cash rounding law. In May, the state enacted a law allowing businesses to round cash transactions to the nearest nickel when exact penny change is unavailable, since pennies aren't being produced anymore. The rounding law applies only to the total price of cash transactions.
That's so crazy to me. Like,
mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, like, in today's economy, like, what's a penny anymore? But still, it's kind of weird that, like, they can just take away a couple cents and it's, like, not on either side, though.
And this is legit. So it's like, let's say your change is supposed to be $10 and 2 cents. You're only getting $10
right.
back. And, like, that is going to add up, obviously, over time.
I mean, yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know. Like, it's just, it's legal, it's allowed, right. But it's still kind of whack, but not going
to
lie.
To be fair, honestly, do you guys use cash? Like, how often do you, like what percentage of time do you actually use cash, you think?
Bro, very rarely.
I know,
like,
same here.
So rare, but I get it. But, Pete, what about, okay, yes, the three of us in this room can say that. However, when I was serving for 9+ years, I was using cash a lot. You know what I mean?
True. That's
so I think
valid.
It depends what your profession is.
Cash. In my job prior to this, I got all my tips in cash, so I actually used cash
a lot.
And,
right.
Like, if I was still working that job, I would be very frustrated.
Yeah, I get it.
Number two.
Taco Bell is giving away free tacos for the World Cup. Rewards members can score a free taco through their new Locos promotion running now through July 13th. So after each match, fans can go to the Taco Bell app and choose either celebration mode or support mode and then complete in-app challenges for you to win tacos and stuff like that. Also, if you sign up for free and, like, register for free, you're going to get a free taco no matter what, so at least take advantage of that. USA's next match is this Wednesday at 8 p.m.
Number one.
Vanderpump Rules reality star Tom Sandoval faced a new restraining order request after Will Robinson, father of his now ex-girlfriend Victoria Lee Robinson, after a recent altercation. The request was reportedly denied. So Will alleges Sandoval shoved him into a lit fire pit during a confrontation earlier this month, leaving him with serious injuries. And that surveillance video has since gone viral. So yes, we did all see that. He, in fact, did push this man in a fire pit that was on fire. Sandoval, meanwhile, was granted a temporary restraining order against Victoria and Will. Now, Will claimed it was the fifth time Sandoval has become physical with Victoria and said Sandoval later talked about having a gun, prompting him to seek protection for himself and his daughter. Sandoval has denied wrongdoing and said alleging Victoria punched him and Will attacked him. A judge has temporarily ordered Victoria and her father out of Sandoval's home, and they have a hearing on the restraining order set for July 16th. Have you guys seen this video?
No.
Okay.
Good God.
It's insane. So basically,
watch this.
It's gone viral, and Sandoval is like yelling at Victoria and her dad. And in this moment, after he's kind of going off on this like tangent in rage, he notices that Victoria is recording him.
Yeah.
And he's like, are you recording me? Are you recording me? Literally gets in this girl's face in front of her father. So obviously, her father gets up, Sandoval pushes him, and he literally trips and falls back into the lit fire pit and then gets up and then he runs after Sandoval into the house.
Good God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is super messy.
It's very messy, and it's ongoing because now obviously they're both alleging things against each other. And Ariana Maddox is still currently thriving as the host of Love Island USA, the current number one series across all streaming right now.
That like is scary though, because like my friends work in like events, and they just had him do multiple events at like their venue.
Yeah.
So like that scares me that like he's behaving that way, and like if you're that scared that someone is recording you, like you know that the way you're behaving is not acceptable.
Yes.
A lot to be said with that too, right?
What?
There's a lot to be said with that too.
Yeah, I think that's very telling.
Yeah, for sure.
But this is obviously ongoing, so we'll keep you updated as we get updates as well.
Yeah.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Y'all, they literally hired a chicken to work for their police department. They've literally hired a chicken to work for there's no other hook than that. That's the story. That's it.
That was
it.
Like an alarm clock? So like a rooster?
No. The chicken worked for the police department. That's it. That's the end of the story. Thanks for coming to this segment today, y'all.
Sergeant Rooster?
You got nothing. Y'all, it's time for PA So Cray Cray, and that's all I can really tell you for today. if you've never done one of these with us before, Jessica, do you want to explain what this segment's even about?
Yeah, so it is dedicated to our neighbors in Pennsylvania, and it's not like, there's no like bad intent here. We love our neighbors in PA. Just the most random, let's say unique situations tend to take place over there. So we have to discuss it.
Yeah. So we don't know why it's weirder up there. I'm not really sure what's going on. And you can always text us your theory because most of y'all have lived here longer than we're coming up on our 6-year anniversary here. But just the second we got here, we started going through the news from the Mid-Atlantic region. We're like, all right, like Maryland, like, yeah, we have some weird stories every now and then. Don't get us wrong. Like, maybe once or twice a year we'll get some kind of wacky story, but like Pennsylvania consistently at least once a week will give us some kind of just zany news story. And we're like, what's the difference between us and PA? We don't get it. So we created this segment called PA So Cray Cray. Not quite sure knowing why it's so much weirder up there. All right, let's go to Bethel Park, PA. There was this report. Somebody called the police department. They were like, yo, there's this chicken wandering the road. We think it might be lost. But first off, good on that civilian for calling in and saying, hey, there's a chicken wandering the road. Why the chicken crossed the road, I'm not sure. So the police came out to investigate, which must not be much going on up there.
I know. I was about to say, I think it's like, I mean, there's chickens everywhere in Hawaii. They like run everywhere. So
I'm not quite sure.
Maybe someone like legitimately lost their chicken.
Maybe. I'm not sure. So they came out to make sure the chicken was safe.
Okay. Which, that's nice.
All right. Weird. Again, must have been a slow
empathetic
day up there.
Empathetic. I support that.
So I guess they weren't quite sure what to do with the chicken because... Mm. What do you do with a chicken? I mean, you think they would have left it there. But what does the Bethel Park, Pennsylvania Police Department decide to do instead of just leaving it there? Mm. They decide to actually adopt this chicken, y'all. They've adopted this chicken.
And this is Bethel Park, not Bethlehem, Pennsylvania?
No, not Bethlehem. Different situation.
No, just making sure, because Bethlehem, Pennsylvania has beef with Sean from Love Island. So I'm like, okay, so y'all have room for a chicken, but y'all want to like have beef with Sean because he went to Love Island. All right, PA.
Y'all, literally, they now adopted this chicken, and he is now part of the police department up there.
Honestly, I think that's adorable.
They like dress him up in a police clothing.
Yeah.
He like lives in the police department.
Yeah.
He's like part of the squad. And like, no, and then obviously they're trying to like find out whose chicken this is in like the long term. Mm-hmm. But like no one's claimed the chicken. So they've named her, and it's a her, by the way. Her name is Lieutenant McQuail.
Aww.
And she's living with the police department until they can find a home for her. But
wait,
she's
that
now
is so cute.
Part of the squad up there. Why didn't they just leave the chicken on the side? I don't understand
it's
why.
The mascot.
But like, why not just leave it there? It just seems like, first of all, why is this a
maybe
story?
Maybe they just cared about her. I actually think like this is one of my favorite like PA So Cray Crays.
Why?
Because I think it's sweet.
Yo, Baltimore City Police, be honest with us. Would y'all have taken the chicken? No,
I've been asking Tom for a pet, for like a work pet, for so long, and he told me no. So the fact that like all of them are super down to have like a like an office pet, I love it.
It's obviously not much going on up there. We'll post a picture of this so you can go see Lieutenant McQuail on our Instagram. It's Kramer and Jess, and it's PA So Cray Cray, y'all. What do you want?
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
Alright, let's play $1,000 Minute. This game is worth $1,000 in Rofo gift cards. And, wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. Play along, see how you do. Caller 10, hi, who's this?
This is Liz.
Liz, what's up? You're number 10.
Hey, Liz, happy Monday.
Holy crap.
Whoa, holy crap.
Heck
yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's do this.
Sorry.
That's the spirit.
Can I say a bad word?
You can say crap.
Crap's fine. Don't say words that start with like F or S or...
You can say what the freak.
You can freak, but just, you know.
You can say...
That's the deepest we go on this show.
No, you can say crap. You're totally fine,
yeah,
girl.
Fine. Well, Liz, what's up? Have you played before or no?
No, I have not played
before. Yo, first timer. Let's go. Welcome. We love the first timers. Well, Liz, let's explain the rules, and then we're going to go for it, all right?
Okay.
Here we go. Jess.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 Royal Farms gift card. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass. And then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Liz, you ready to play for the first time?
I am, yes.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms starts now.
Question number one. What do we call a person who draws pictures for a book? Pictures for a book.
Pass.
Question number two. Who is the lead singer of One Republic?
Pass.
Question number three. What is the name of the famous desert located in Arizona?
What
is that desert in Arizona? What is that called?
Sahara?
It's not the Sahara, unfortunately. It's not.
Why is this desert famous in Arizona,
Sonoran
though?
Sonoran Desert. It's just what it is. It's a Sonoran Desert.
It is?
I know. What do you mean? That's like saying, like, why? What's the Chesapeake? I mean, what do you mean?
Didn't you used to live there? What kind of answer was that?
What kind of question is that?
You used to live in Arizona. I was asking you, why is the Sonoran Desert? Why is it famous? Like, is it like a specific kind of cactus?
It's just a big desert in Arizona.
Listen,
what do you mean, bro?
I'm sorry. I literally asked you a question because you used to live there, and your answer was so whack. Anyways,
it just is. It's the name of the desert. I don't know the history of it.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Well, back in 1776.
Sorry that I thought that maybe you were smart and had some information. That's my mistake.
Liz. Dr. Edward Sonoran crossed
the
desert.
You.
I don't know, Jess.
Let's play
Jesus
for fun.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, sorry that I asked the guy who used to live in that state. My bad. Okay, let's go back to the ones you passed on and let's play for fun. I was just trying to learn.
Liz,
for all
I'm
of
never
us.
Calling again.
I was literally just curious.
Liz hung up 30 seconds ago.
Okay, is she still there? Okay.
All right, Liz, back to the top. Here we go. All right.
Okay, what do we call the person who draws pictures from a book? The illustrator.
That's the illustrator, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Mm-hmm. Number two.
Is the next one, OneRepublic, is that. That's not Harry Styles. He wasn't on
Republic.
That's One Direction.
Yeah.
Ryan Tedder. Honestly, it's fine though. Like, I think I low-key have like the smallest beef with Ryan Tedder.
I know you do. It's fine.
Because honestly, he wasn't the nicest.
We made him back for a show.
Like, he was not the nicest. So you know what?
He wasn't the best.
Whatever.
Right, yeah.
We're just gonna pass three because clearly that's a hot topic on the show. Okay, number four. Let's play for fun. In which body part can you find the femur?
And then your leg.
Yeah.
Your leg. There you go.
Number five, who sings the bar song Tipsy?
Oh, Shaboozy?
There you go. Yeah, very nice.
Number six, spell the word library.
L-I-B-R-A-R-Y.
Yeah, correct. Oh, my gosh. Okay, pop off. And then number seven, this is your last question here. Think outside the bun is the well-known slogan of which fast food taco chain?
Oh.
It's kind of a throwback.
Yeah.
A throwback.
Well, taco chain should hopefully give you a clue.
Taco Bell?
There you go, Taco Bell.
Yeah, Taco Bell.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, okay. You said throwback. I was thinking like an old kind of restaurant, but
no, Taco Bell's the answer for that. Hey, it's not bad, Liz.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
First timer, y'all.
Everybody go Google the history of the Sonoran Desert so we can learn that for Jess's sake. I don't know. Liz, hey, thanks for having fun with us today. We'll come back tomorrow. We'll have seven new trivia questions and we'll try it all over again, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Bye, Liz. Have a good day. The $1,000 Minute is sponsored by Royal Farms. With the ROFO Rewards app, you'll get exclusive deals every day. To join, text ROFO, R-O-F-O, to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast.
This is the world's happiest dad.
How you been?
You're already living up to your nickname. Good God. Already sounding so happy over here.
Well, it's summertime, and what isn't there to be happy about?
Oh my goodness!
For those who don't know Trevor, Trevor got the nickname "World's Happiest Dad" after we met him over at All Paul's home last year. I don't think we've ever seen a happier human in our life. This guy was just so beaming from just ear to ear.
Yeah.
His cheeks were just so big. For those who don't know what All Paul's home is, Jess, you want to explain?
We partnered with Barks with a goal to get 106 animals adopted, fostered, or rescued, and it was the first time that we had ever done anything like this before. And not only did you guys help us reach our goal, but you passed it, and we were able to basically get 125 animals saved last year.
Trevor, last year adopted Nora, and your energy, just the whole family, you guys came in and you really just kind of exemplified what All Paws Home was all about. And we were like, you know what? We're doing this all over again, July 11th, so like 2 weeks from now. And we're like, we need to get people on the air to kind of come on and like tell their story again of like why they came out and kind of like what they were up to and kind of get like a check-in to kind of see how these animals are up to and kind of like what their last year has progressed into.
I'll tell you, you called the right guy because we got a real winner from Barks. I mean, the whole experience was just amazing. We got Nora. For those that don't know, we got her back in July on my birthday.
Well, that's right. It was your birthday.
I forgot. Birthday, yeah.
That's right.
And so it was the best birthday gift we possibly could have had. She's just the best. You know, and with any dog, there is a little bit of an adjustment period, you know, just getting settled in, getting used to routines. But, you know, after a little bit, I would say maybe a couple of weeks, she was just part of the family. She was just immediately like one of us, you know, like it was great. We put her into a couple of trainings at the local pet store. And honestly, she didn't need them.
So wait, what would you say if somebody's listening right now and, you know, they're kind of on the fence? Obviously, it's summer. There's a lot going on. People are busy. They got things going on. Do you want to explain like why this? I mean, why did you guys want to come out for All Paws Home last year?
Well, we were big into Barks. My fiance already had a great experience getting a dog from a shelter, and she just fell in love with her previous dog. So when it was time for us to get a dog, it was a no-brainer. Yeah. We knew that we were going to go to Barks. But the nice thing about Barks is, they just make the experience so great. You get to meet a lot of different dogs. You get to play with them. You get to take them for a walk. You really get to test drive your new dog.
That's
and then
what it feels like.
Give these dogs a home. Give them a great home. Give them some love, because I'll tell you from firsthand, they totally deserve it. They totally love it, and they totally appreciate it.
Well, you are officially All Paws Home ambassador with us, man. Like, you're part of the family now. Like, it's just, I don't know what this event would be without World's Happiest Dad. I really don't know. So, every year.
I appreciate you doing so much. I mean, it was a great moment for our family. It was a great moment for my daughter, Cece, to hang out with Jess and you.
Yeah,
and I mean,
man.
It was just really special. So thank you for all you do for all these animals.
Well, it's very sweet. And we're going to attempt to do this all over again, y'all. All Paws Home is back again. It's going to happen next. Is it next? I guess it is July the 11th.
Next Saturday.
Which is next Saturday. God, it's next Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah.
No stress. Our goal, again, is 106 adoptions or fosters or rescues. And so I know it's a big ask. We're just hoping we can find enough people again this year to do it all over again, because Barks really, really does need the support this summer. So hopefully you can find it in your hearts to come do it. If you've been thinking about bringing an animal into your home, possibly full time, but fostering is really important to you, right, Jess? I think that's something we don't really talk enough about when it comes to All Paws Home.
Yeah, I think because aside from, you know, obviously just clearing the kennels and creating more space for Barks, I think for me, the biggest takeaway from seeing how fostering can affect animals is it's like a reset for their nervous system. So I think what is sad about a situation is when you go in there and you might see a dog kind of like not necessarily breaking out of their shell, but it's because who knows how long they've been in there for.
Right.
So kind of like taking them out of that environment, allowing them to be themselves. Honestly, you can kind of set them up to find their forever home, which is really, really impactful.
Right.
So please join us next Saturday, July 11th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. We will be there. I will be there. Kramer will be there. Charlotte will be there. We'll be there for your entire process of finding your forever home, your new fur baby. We hope we can be a part of it. Mix1065Baltimore.com for more info as well.
FH Fur Plumbing, heating, electrical, and AC has helped out too. Thank you guys. How mad would you be, honestly, if you found out that your partner proposed to you with a high-end ring box, but you found out the ring inside, not so high-end, okay? Like, would it bother you, or is it giving you the moment that you wanted? Like, I don't know how most people would feel. But we're going to find out how she felt right now. Y'all, it's time for a Talk Me Out of It update. This is where we check back in with people from the previous week with their Talk Me Out of It, where they called in and said, hey, listen, I know this idea seems crazy, but I don't know if I should do it or not. Where were we with Anonymous last week, Jess?
Anonymous was planning on proposing to his girlfriend, hopefully fiance, now, over this past weekend. But her dream was to always have an engagement ring from Tiffany's. So he bought a Tiffany's box on eBay, but the ring is not from Tiffany's. It's from Jared, and he wanted to possibly, I don't know, do a little smoke and mirrors, I guess.
I'm going to write this one down in my journal because I'm going to do this one day. Anonymous, you're back on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. You sound positive. First off, are you engaged?
No.
Wait, what? Why?
Okay, so I listened to everything people said. I understand the listeners who said she'll be disappointed if she notices. But I also understand people who said that it doesn't matter. Like, the moment matters more than the ring. I don't know. I'm still stuck because, like, everything is already planned and her parents are here.
Wait, so you didn't you didn't propose at all?
You guys just went to dinner?
Yeah.
Wait, why? Because you couldn't decide on what to do?
Look, I keep thinking about how happy she was and how excited she's been like all week. And I kept looking at that ring inside the Tiffany box, that Jared ring in a tiffany box, and I'm feeling guilty.
Yeah, it's screaming lie to you, isn't it? Yeah, you hear it.
I'm torn because, like, I love her and I want this moment to be perfect, and I couldn't do it.
Okay, first of all, I really want you to get engaged because clearly that matters more than anything. And I hate that you're so stressed out because I feel like this is part of your experience too. Like, you're supposed to be excited. This is a really big moment for you as well. Why don't we just put the ring in like a neutral box?
A not Jared box?
Not Jared, not Tiffany's. You can get one of those cute off little Amazon. Velvet ones off Amazon. And you just put it in there and propose to her that way.
Yeah.
Because you should not be so stressed out about whether where it's from
so
or not.
So hang on. So you took the ring with you to dinner and like everything and you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because you were so nervous. And you're not supposed to be feeling like that.
No,
I think that's what
right.
I hate
no,
is
Jess
that
is right.
You're not supposed to be feeling that way at all. You deserve to be excited. So what do you think about just putting it in a nice box that has like no brand on it?
I could, but she likes Tiffany.
I feel like, dude, if she loves you, like that's what matters. I swear to you, she's going to be so excited that it's not going to matter and it shouldn't matter.
I feel sick.
That's not what's important.
Now that like the moment passed and you know she was expecting it to. Like,
do you think? I don't think. Well, I mean, does she know?
I mean, if her parents are here, do you think she expects you to propose this weekend?
Probably.
Okay. So you got to do it. And you either need to A.
You can overnight an Amazon box.
Yes.
A really cute one.
Or just give her the ring you have in whatever box you have.
And or you can just hold it. How about you hold it in your hand? I've seen people do that.
How about just break up?
No, I've seen people put the rings in their pocket and they just pull it out and it's not in a box. I do think it's more fun when it's in a box.
I'm sick.
But let's just not worry about the box.
How about we just break up?
How about we put it... We can think of a different idea. You can put it in like some flowers, or I've seen people put engagement ring in a champagne glass. Like, there's so many other things.
How about just give your class a ring and let's just move on?
No, there's other ways we can do this.
Man, what I'm saying, you got to figure something out.
Who cares about a cardboard box that you bought on eBay? Yeah. Just throw it away. It's not yours.
I don't know. Obviously, we're interested. Listen, if you...
That could also be bad energy, too. We don't know what
true.
That ring was used
for. That's a good
for.
Point. This has got so many twists and turns in it. Hey, keep us posted in the stories. We're obviously very curious on this. But no matter what, man, you deserve to be a very happy couple.
If she gets mad and if something goes down, have her call us.
Yes.
Because I feel like if she were to know how much you care about this whole situation, I feel like that more than anything matters the most.
100%.
You know?
Either way, man, we appreciate you calling us back, telling us the story, and just being honest with us about the whole thing and just, you know, being vulnerable about it. So thank you for the update.
Please don't use the
Yeah, of course.
Box.
Thank you, guys.
I just reached a new neighbor milestone, and I didn't even know we were at that point in our relationship.
Are there different levels of relationships with neighbors?
I think so. Well, that's the thing. I feel like we just reached a new level, and apparently, and it makes me excited, but I don't want to get too excited. Like, you let me know. I feel like this is like a major step in like a neighbor relationship.
I don't think there are different levels, but explain. Okay.
So my next door neighbor, like, she's super cool. And I remember when we first moved in, I really wanted to have a relationship with her, but I didn't want to freak her out.
I remember you talked about this. Yeah.
Yes. And ever since then, obviously there's been in passings like hi, bye, whatever. When we were hit with like, remember like when it was Narnia here and we got hit with all the crazy snow, like Garage Boy helped her out a little bit.
Sure.
And I was like, yes, like build that relationship. We're building trust. And then literally we came home the other day and there is a note on our door. And she was like, hey, if you don't mind, I'm going out of town. I missed you guys. I would have liked to ask you in person. But if you don't mind, could you water my tomatoes in the back of my yard? Here is my phone number.
Oh, my God.
And I was like,
wow.
Wait a second. OMG. Like, are we legitimate friends at this point?
You're so in.
I'm in. Like, because when I saw that note, I was like, I felt like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, like that was my golden ticket, because I didn't realize that we were on that relation, like we were on that level. First of all, now I have her phone number. Okay,
true.
And second of all, you're going to trust us enough. I mean, we didn't have to go inside her house, but we're still in the backyard. We're still in her space. Obviously, you care that much about your tomatoes that you're going to trust us.
You could have killed him.
To take care of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I don't know. Like, I think mainly the fact that like she gave her phone number to me. It was to both of us. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, feel like that speaks volumes on like the level of relationship that we now have as neighbors.
It's kind of a weird thing to do, to be honest with you.
What do you mean?
To like leave you the number, but like not confirm it before she leaves. Because think about it. Like,
is that weird or is that trust?
It's a pretty high level of trust. It is a pretty high level of trust.
Mm-hmm.
But to ask, I mean, here's the thing. To ask somebody to do something without like, first of all, I'd be a little upset about it. Because
wait,
it's like, hey,
what?
Can you come? Because you guys aren't that cool yet.
But
you guys
I thought that was cool I yet. Thought that was her confirmation saying we are that cool.
I'd be a little upset about you're adding something for me to do. Now I got to take care of a plant while you're gone. Like, if these tomatoes die, it's on
Jess.
Me.
This isn't you.
Yeah, you don't want, you don't want
a
relationship.
Friendship and joy.
You wouldn't be a little bit upset if somebody asked you to take care of their plant while they're gone? I'd be a little bit like, especially if we're not super cool. Like, if a friend asked me to do this, I'd be like, yeah, no problem. I got your plant.
No.
But like, if some random neighbor was like, yo, take care of my tomatoes.
But see, that's the thing.
I'd
that's
be like,
what
for
you're
what?
Dude, that's what you're missing
for what?
Here.
She yearns for human connection.
We are no longer
that's not
randos.
Connection. That's
no.
I gotta do your work while you're gone.
He doesn't get it. It's okay.
So you would like that. That would feel good to you,
if
Charlotte?
If I was trying to befriend the person, then yeah.
That's not
I'd be
friendship,
like,
man.
I'd be like, oh my God, I'm your most trusted neighbor in this whole complex.
Thank you.
What you would feel good about is if this neighbor came back and was like, hey, I just got back from this trip and I brought you like a little trinket. Now
well,
that's friendship.
Will.
No.
I think this woman is using you of anything.
Absolutely
like, I don't
not.
Think this is a good sign. I think this is a bad sign.
No, I'm no longer a random person. We have moved on from like, hey, how are you? It's sunny outside. Huh? Oh, it's kind of muggy. All right. And then like locking the doors and shutting it out. We have moved past that. She now trusts me. She obviously trusts me with, I know some people consider their plants as children. I would even take it a step further.
It's a big responsibility.
And she gave me her phone number, which means she doesn't mind me texting her or possibly calling her for, I don't know, whatever reason it may be.
Let's throw a poll on this really quick. Is Jess becoming her neighbor's friend or is she being used?
And no!
I don't know which way this is going right now. What is the ugliest car that was ever made, you think? There's a list out this morning talking about this, and I thought it was kind of funny because I think we all have our least favorite car. Like, you see the, God dang, that's an ugly car. But what, to you, like, what's the ugliest car that was ever made?
Tesla Cybertruck.
Hands down.
Hands down.
It's a weird car.
It looks like a glitch in a video game.
It does.
It looks unfinished.
Yeah.
And I've never understood it. I still don't understand it. Every time I see it, I'm like, what is happening? Because
right.
It just kind of looks like a tin can.
Yeah, like they forgot to like the go
to like
up
do
the
finish
edges.
It.
Yeah,
like there's more supposed to be going on here. And honestly, I really don't. When it comes to cars, like I've really never been one that has preferences or cared how they look. But that is one when I see it, I'm just like, why?
I don't have preferences, but I definitely have. I question people that pick some cars. You know, like what? That's one of them. The Cybertruck is one. I'm like,
I've never been inside though. I will admit that.
I haven't either.
I don't know what it looks like inside.
Maybe change our mind.
Maybe.
You know what? Maybe if you're a Cybertruck owner and you want to give us a ride in your Cybertruck, maybe we change our mind.
Maybe they saved all the bells and whistles for inside. That's why it looks so trashy on the outside.
I'm scared. What if here's the thing. What if I rode in a Cybertruck and all of a sudden I became a Cybertruck guy?
No, then you're like, oh, I get it.
And then I'd forever have to be judged a Cybertruck person. I don't want that kind of responsibility.
Don't do it.
I don't want that responsibility.
It looks like a toy.
I know.
Yeah, don't do it.
To me, the obvious answer is the Kia Soul. Do you remember the Kia Soul from back in the day? The one with the hamster commercials?
Didn't you have a Kia Soul?
No, I had a Kia Sportage.
Wait, what's wrong with the Kia Soul?
The Kia Soul was a really boxy looking one, man.
I love those commercials.
The commercials
because
were fine.
Of the hamsters.
The commercials were fine. It was a weird car, man. I just didn't understand. That and the PT Cruiser. Those were the two ugliest cars. We're talking, by the way, what's the ugliest car
what's wrong with the
ever
PT
made?
Cruiser?
The PT Cruiser was a weird car, man. That was like a mobster car that got remade. I always wondered why of all the cars you could have chosen, if you're still driving one of those now, I kind of think it's like a weird retro thing to hold on to, you know.
The PT Cruiser almost kind of looks like a beetle, doesn't it? Like a bug, huh?
But it was almost like you didn't want to delve all the way into it. It was like you wanted to dabble in a bug, but like you still, I don't know. It's
at least those look like cars and you can tell it's a car. With the Cybertruck, it just does not, you don't know what's going on in there.
The Cybertruck looks scary to me.
It does
the
look
scary. The Cybertruck looks like you're going to start a fight,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I just,
yeah.
I don't know what the choice is. Here's top three though that made the list of the ugliest cars ever made. The number three is the AMC Pacer. I don't know that car off the top of my head.
I think that looks cute.
I don't. You have to go. You have to throw a Google on that one.
It's giving from, that 70s show
from back in the day. It's because it had this big bubble butt looking thing on the back. So again, most of us probably won't know that car. Maybe the upper generation, you might. I don't know the year this car was out, but the AMC Pacer was number three. The number two is the Prius.
Wait, why?
Number two is the Prius. I mean, I'll say they're not the prettiest car of all time. But
are you serious?
But for what they are, I mean, no one that owns a Prius even thinks that they're like the coolest car of all time. That's not why you buy a Prius.
Doesn't
you
know? My car kind of look like a Prius?
It does. What do you have? You have a what?
Are you throwing shade at me?
I mean, your car is not the coolest car, right? You didn't buy that car thinking like, wow, this is a rad car.
I actually got it thinking, I feel really cute in this car. I actually got it thinking like, wait, this is actually kind of cool? Cute.
You think you have a cool car?
I think my car is cute.
What is it?
It's a Honda Insight.
Insight. Okay.
Yeah. Wait, I'm so sorry. What is wrong with my car?
There's nothing wrong with it.
It's pleasant. It's inviting. It's fine. It's simple.
It's simple. It's simple.
It's not scary looking.
It's not. It's simple.
I save on gas.
You do. And it gives that. It gives it's saving on gas.
Okay, listen. You think you're so cool with your Jeep and you collect your little duckies on your dashboard. You guys think you're in like the exclusive little club. Who do you think you are?
The number one ugliest car ever made, according to this list, the Tesla Cybertruck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Cybertruck drivers. Yeah. Good job. Good job. You made it. You did it. Yeah.
I don't know.
Are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
Can you revoke a kid's flower girl position in a wedding? Like,
that's kind of touchy.
Yo, he thinks he's got a good reason, but let's decide right now with Judge Jess, okay? Jess is not a real judge, but she sure does have a lot of opinions, that's for sure. So we are using that to your advantage. We always say if you've got a disagreement with somebody, call the voicemail, 855-Kramer-Jess. Tell us what's up with you guys, and Jess will help you figure out who's right and who's wrong. Fair enough? All right, let's go.
Hey, Judge Jess. My name is Tyler, and my fiance asked her ex's daughter to be the flower girl in our wedding. I think it's super weird. I'm getting married in a few months. My fiance dated a guy for about 4 years before me, and during that relationship, she became really close with his daughter, who's now 8 years old. Mm. Even though they broke up, she's stayed in the little girl's life and still goes to some of her dance recitals and keeps in touch and all that stuff, you know, the school events and whatnot. So last week, she asked this little girl if she wants to be the flower girl in our wedding just off the cuff. And obviously, she's super excited now, the little girl, but I don't want it to happen. I think it's inappropriate. I mean, I don't think anything inappropriate is going on with my fiance and her ex, but I just think it's inappropriate to have my fiance's ex's daughter in the wedding. You know, it feels like we're bringing a piece of her previous relationship into our wedding, and I just don't like that. My fiance says I'm being insecure, and the little girl's like family. I don't want to hurt a little kid's feelings, you know, but I'm just super uncomfortable about it. And she says the little girl would be heartbroken now if she basically takes back the offer. No. But Judge Jess, look, I need you to decide who's right and who's wrong on this. Thanks.
That's tough.
This one makes me sick.
That's tough.
All right. All homegirl fiance says, yo, I'm just going to invite my ex's daughter to be my flower girl behind your back. And I'm sure it was like,
I bet you it was like malice. In the moment, to be honest with
without
you.
Without malice, yeah. Right? But now he's like, yo, wait, what? I'm sorry. You're telling me your ex's daughter's gonna be part of our wedding? Like that, something feels wrong about that to me. Like, can they now go back and take that away from her? We'll turn to Judge Jess.
I just think it's kind of weird that she made that decision without communicating that with her fiance, because yo. Now that means not only is the little girl in the wedding, but that means her dad has to be there. So that means what? Now we're inviting exes to our wedding? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it opens the door to so many things.
Now, what if he doesn't have to be there? Does it make it any different? Like,
this 8-year-old is going to show up and no one's going to watch her? Of course her dad's going to be there.
But what if she doesn't? I mean, does that make a difference?
No, dude, it makes a huge difference. Like, I don't know. It's just like, at this point, does she want her ex to walk, like, the little girl down the aisle as well? Like, is he also in the wedding? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm sorry. I think it's messed up. But, like, this you have to let, maybe they can do a pretend wedding. This is what I would do. The little girl can't be in the wedding. Like, absolutely not.
There's no opportunity here. She has to take that away from her, though.
Well, also, it's like, what? Does this guy have no, like, nieces or nephews that he wanted in the wedding? Oh. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what if he wanted someone to be the flower girl? I don't know. He just never got a chance. Like, at this point, if he feels that uncomfortable about it, like, they can just do a fake wedding. Like, she literally has to put on a wedding that this little girl can be the flower girl in. And, like, this whole production of it all. Because I just think it's so inappropriate that it took place without the communication there. And I don't want to break the little girl's heart. But, like, I also don't want her dad to be there either.
Is there a level of insecurity there?
No.
No, and honestly, let's talk. Y'all know me. There ain't no way in hell.
I'm
canceling that wedding before I'm letting that happen.
No, it has nothing to do with insecurity. I just can't believe that, like, there was no position that was chosen in our wedding. I'm talking about, like, Garage Boy and I, my husband.
Yeah.
Like, it's not. I was like, yo, so who are going to be who's your groomsman? Like, what do you want to wear? Like, this is just talking to your partner. Like, you guys are supposed to spend the rest of your life together.
Basic communication.
And you didn't want to run that by me.
All right, hit the gavel.
Sorry. Pretend
She's
wedding.
She's gotta go, man.
Pretend wedding for the little girl.
That kid's gotta go. Sorry, break her heart. I don't care. We asked the question. I doubt we'll get a call on this, but we have at least have to search this out because maybe it's happened before. Anybody listening right now that had their ex's family in your wedding? Like, I would like your ex. Does that make sense? Basically, the same kind of situation. Because maybe there are some situations where that made sense. Like, I don't know that we'll get a call or a text on that, but maybe there was some certain situation where that made sense. Man, okay, this is a tricky loophole. I really want to try to get them on the air too. We're trying to figure out: is it ever appropriate to have somebody like an ex? They said yes.
Yeah.
All right, call them off the air really quick. I really want to hear this scenario. She actually had that. Do we have a name on the show? Do we?
This is Megan.
Megan, what's up, Megan?
Hi.
What's going on? Why are you so hesitant to come on? Why are you so hesitant to come on the air with us? What's going on?
Well, I made a really bad decision
okay.
a long time ago.
That's okay.
Well, you've come to the right show then.
That's okay.
So
what's up? What happened with this? So the question was, did somebody from a previous relationship come into your current wedding? What happened?
Yep. So we were getting married, trying to, save some money.
Yes.
My high school boyfriend of like 5 years, he was a DJ at the time, and I suggested that he DJ. My fiance said fine. It was like a really good deal. Like, things were long, long, long gone.
Mm-hmm.
And, he did a nice job. There wasn't any real issues between my high school boyfriend and my husband.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it always comes up now. Like, it always comes up. Oh, she had her ex-boyfriend DJ our wedding. There was some stuff with family. My sister got real drunk and during her speech said, oh, we always wanted her to marry Roy.
Oh,
no!
Wait.
Yeah.
Your sister said that during your wedding while he was the DJ?
No.
So, like, although there was, like, no issues between me and my high school boyfriend, there were issues that came up. So,
your family.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, well,
I think
we're learning
all.
Well, I mean, here's a great question. How,
he can't go back and then uninvite this little girl.
Well,
like, that's going to cause issues, too.
It's tricky, right? The question is, how steep was that discount, though? Because I think that really does have a lot to play
but
into
DJs
it.
But DJs are expensive.
They are expensive. Yeah. So I'm wondering, because at first I'm kind of pissed about the situation, right? As if my fiance came to me and was like, hey, do you mind if my ex-boyfriend DJs our wedding? I'm like, hell no. But also, how much is that discount?
It was a huge discount.
I might be into it. I might be down.
Did you reach out to him or did he reach out to you about like, oh, hey, if you need a DJ? Or were you like, hey, would you mind DJing my wedding?
He did not reach out to me. So I'm guessing that
You reached out to him. No, that's fair. You knew
you'd get the deal, though. But, dude, I'm just imagining, like, after your sister saying that, like, he's, like, hitting the air horn. He's like, paper man, I know that's right.
Like, what's the deal? Why don't they like your husband? Like, why would they say
that?
Yeah,
what's up with that?
Oh, no, it's not that they don't like my husband. It's just my sister.
she doesn't make the best decisions sometimes.
She really likes Roy the DJ. Yeah. She's really into him. Wow. All right. So lesson learned here. Has he done
any more events for you, or is that like completely cut off?
He did some other things.
What else does he do for you now?
Wait, what? She's like, he's the godfather of our child.
I've been married for over 20 years.
There's a lot of events, man. Baby Where's showers, Roy? Bar mitzvahs.
Give me his card. At this point, I want to hire the guy.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's small tomorrow, man. What do you want? One-stop shop. All your DJ needs. Roy the DJ. Wow, we've learned a lot in this call. Thank you for that.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.